If you're tired of living under the burden of debt, stay tuned. Biblical Solutions for Financial Freedom starts now. And here's your host, CEO and Chief Counsel of the Alliance Legal Group and Director of Christian Rights Ministries, Steve Taylor.
Good afternoon, Hampton Roads. It's a great day to be here, and it's a great day to be alive. How are we today, Colleen?
Doing good today.
Good. And it's great having you online today on the air. And you can call us today at 488-5299. This is Biblical Solutions for Financial Freedom. Again, I am Steve Taylor. I am the CEO and president of the Alliance Legal Group. And I'm here in the capacity of kind of like an ask the expert sort of issue on bankruptcies. And so if you'd like to call in today and ask your question, that I'd love to field that question. Again, 757-488-5299. We're on every Tuesday and Thursday at 12:30 to 1. And tell you a little bit about myself, that I'm an attorney that's been practicing for about 30 years. That makes me about 57 years old.
Why are you telling your age for?
Well, just because if anybody's interested out there, I'd love to just share that with them,
well,
I guess.
Well, it does speak to your experience and that you know what you're doing.
Got a lot of experience, 30 years of it, and been doing mostly general practice that entire time. But, you know, then in the last, maybe 10 years, 15 years or so, we've kind of concentrated in the area of bankruptcy. That's one of the areas that we tend to specialize in. You're not supposed to say specialize in, you know, in the attorney world, but you know, we do a lot of and I say we're not supposed to, we do other things other than just bankruptcies. We have a general practice. We serve the local communities. We actually have kind of a motto, I guess. I don't know what you call it. You know, the Hampton Roads hometown attorney. And we do a little bit of everything. We do general practice. We do actually quite a bit of personal injury. That we, if you have a personal injury matter, that we'd love to talk to you about that. And we do traffic. We do criminal. We do domestic issues. We do corporations. We do wills. We do a little bit of everything.
You have to, right?
Well, we don't have to. But that if you're going to be a general practice attorney, that
it
you have to serve
along.
Your client comes with the territory. And we've had as many as 7 offices in the Hampton Roads area. At one time, we've kind of pared down to 4. My dad, bless his heart, and he's gone to glory about 2015. And so, you know, after 2015, we kind of restructured a little bit, and we kind of pared down a little bit. We have 4 offices now. One's in Chesapeake. That's where actually Chesapeake and Suffolk are the 2 offices I work directly out of. If you want to see me personally, you know, I don't know why you'd have that kind of, you know, that. That desire, but that I actually work out of the Chesapeake and the Suffolk office. The Chesapeake's office at 133 Mount Pleasant Road. It's running heart of downtown, Great Bridge. If there is a downtown, I don't know if there's a downtown in Chesapeake at all. That they say there is, but there really isn't.
I guess near the courthouse is considered the downtown.
It's not much of a business hub, but it's kind of like the, I guess, you know, for those South Norfolkans out there, let me just say this, that as far as I'm concerned, that the heart and the, listen, if you're from South Norfolk, God bless you today. Just God bless you. They've taken everything away from you. Yeah, I'm just saying this, you know, that we don't celebrate the merger in South Norfolk. You know, the merger happened in 1964. We lost the city of South Norfolk to Great Bridge. Now, I live in Great Bridge, so, you know, I've kind of, you know, I've given up that fight, but that, if I'll say it this way, if I had a South Norfolk flag in the city of Chesapeake, I'd put the South Norfolk above the city of Chesapeake. You heard me right, because I love South Norfolk. You know, this is just kind of an aside, obviously, but you know that we've been talking a lot in our church. I'm also a pastor at Trinity Christian Church of Suffolk in downtown Suffolk, where we have one of our offices as well. Not in the church, of course, but just around the corner on Main Street and Finney, we have another office out there. And so those are the 2 offices that I hang out at. Let's just say the other 2 offices. The Newtown Road office is in between Newtown Road and Virginia Beach Boulevard. Attorney E, well, he doesn't like to say, just call him Carter. Just call him Carter Budwell. Carter Budwell, and he is an awesome Christian attorney. hailing out of Regent University, loves to pray with folks. He's an evangelistic, great guy. I mean, he loves telling people about Jesus, sends emails to all our new clients saying, you know, that was a great decision you made today, but, you know, have you made this decision? Yeah, he's pretty, he loves the Lord. He really does. He was with YAM, I guess it's called. What is that? Youth on a Mission or something like that. And so we got a missionary attorney, wonderful Christian. And he's smart, too. He's smart, and he's, I say that, you know, obviously I'm a little prejudiced, but he's a great...
It's good to have good people working for
you. He's an awesome attorney, that's for sure. And then we have an office over there, and he also does, he and I both have two offices that we go at on a regular basis during the week. He also goes to the new Portsmouth office, which is catty corner from Maryview Hospital. And, you know, that's not even talking about the staff that we have there. They're awesome staff, too. If you're listening out there, Janice and Terry, you guys are awesome staff. And Caitlin over there in Suffolk, man, just awesome. Just loves the Lord and just like to, you know, to comfort clients and to just serve them. So, you know, maybe that's a little bit what we're going to talk about today. Just, you know, we have some great folks. And I'm just bragging on them today because they are awesome. And so if you'd like to call in, and if you've ever been one of our clients and you call in and say, now you're going to say, listen, they do a terrible job, you just don't call in today. But if you're going to say that they did a great job and they got wonderful Christian folks, you can always call and say that at 757-488-5299. And if you're somebody that wants to get a general idea of, you know, whether bankruptcy would be good for you, you can go directly to me on our website at the Alliance Legal Group, and that's www.debtfreeva.com. That's debtfreeva.com. And we got a little chat box assistant there that will direct you and whatever question you have directly to me. Of course, if I'm on this radio program, they'll probably just give me a message and then I'll call you back. Or you can just tell them, hey, listen, I'd like to set up an appointment. They'll set you up an appointment as well. So having said that, we were talking about South Norfolk.
Then you got on your church. You were talking about your church.
Then we're talking about the church. And then all of a sudden, the reason we're talking about the church in South Norfolk was because that, you know, that as we approach the millennium, which could happen sooner than people expect, you know, Jesus is going to come back, you know, that he's going to beat all the bad guys. There's going to be the sheep and goat judgment, and the sheep get to go with Jesus. The goats, they don't do too good. And then, you know, we have the millennial 1,000-year reign of Jesus. And for those Christians, this is a bonus, you get to rule and reign with Jesus Christ on the earth. And when you rule and reign, you get your own city. That's what he says. He says you get to rule and reign. My dad's already got South Norfolk.
I see where you're going.
That's where
that.
We're going. Okay. So South Norfolk has got dibs on my
it's
dad's
already
got
taken.
It. So, you know, I've got this place called Troutdale in southwestern Virginia that I'm shooting for. So doing a lot of good works right now. So, you know, I get some credit. So again, we're talking today about not about all the stuff that we just talked about. We're going to be talking about debt relief. You know, that bankruptcies are expected to surge in the latter half of this year. And I think the reason that they weren't, you know, everybody was kind of predicting lots and lots of bankruptcies last year and up and through the beginning of this year because of the plandemic. You know, everybody got locked down. But, you know, that people were getting all these checks.
We're getting stimulus checks.
They're getting them stimulus
or
checks. The unemployment checks.
Waiting on, you know, foreclosures and those kind of things.
And all the bad stuff were held off. Yeah. And so you know, as of March 31st, unfortunately for those folks that are behind on their rent, that the CDC prohibition on evicting people expired, so that they're filing lawsuits to have evictions occur, and of course bankruptcies will at least temporarily prevent that. If you've got an issue like that, you know, we probably sent you a letter because that's what we do. We go to the courthouse, find out people that are in trouble and send them letters and say, listen, we'd love to help you. But that foreclosures, again, have been ceased for the most part. If it's a FHA, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, VA sort of mortgage, that they're on hold still till through the end of September. But if you have a private lender, that they're coming after you. But that, again, people still, that's part of the reason why people haven't felt some of the pressure. But they say there's a huge backlog of folks that haven't filed, that because they haven't had some of the pressure put on them that some of these creditors do, that will file in the second half and especially near the fall time frame. And so if you are one of those folks, you know, call in and let us at least give you the information that you need so that you know if you can file, and that if you want to file, then if it would make sense for you to file, whether a Chapter 7 or a Chapter 13 would be, you know, more the vehicle to handle your debts. And again, that you can contact us at www.debtfreeva.com, or, you know, of course, you can call here on this radio program at 757-488-5299. So there's definitely going to be, well, the prediction is that there's going to be an increase in personal bankruptcies in the latter half of 2021. And we saw an upswing in the last several weeks due to, I think, a lot of people getting those stimulus checks. Mm-hmm. You know, they were able to finance their debt relief. But like I said, that the I think that that's what we're going to be seeing in the weeks and months to come is probably a gradual more filing of bankruptcies. So, Colleen, do you have any questions?
I was gonna say, well, how do you help people with that, or where, you know, obviously they need to find out some information from your office and from you personally or whatever to where they stand and what's a good opportunity, what it's a good thing for them to do.
Well, let's think about that. The person's listening on the phone right now and they're saying, you know, I do got some debts, but, you know, I don't know if I should file bankruptcy, you know, and we've talked about in the past, well, you know, there's this perceived stigma, you know, that maybe if I file bankruptcy, you know, my employer will know about it or my friends will know about it or, you know, listen, the bottom line, first of all, they probably won't know about it because it's not like everybody knows about your business, especially when you file bankruptcy. But even if they did, you know, the bottom line, I mean, I probably wouldn't put a sign in my thing saying I went bankrupt, you know, but that this is a business decision. This is a personal financial decision that is not only, I mean, it's something that is out there so that it can help you. You should do this if you would benefit from it. And the stigma, I think, mostly is people don't like to think that they see bankruptcy as a failure. Like, I didn't make it. You know, I wasn't an Elon Musk or something.
I think of it this way too, you know, that yes, you feel like a failure, or the perception is that, oh, I wasn't able to take care of my responsibilities. But on the other hand, I'm like, well, if you're in a situation that you're stuck in, you have to do some movement. You have to make a change with that, or you're going to stay the same. So if the idea is to get out of that and to move forward, if bankruptcy is an option there for you, then why wouldn't you want to do it and move ahead? To me, that's a succeeding. That's a success.
You know, I guess it's the perspective of an attorney that's been doing this for 30 years that I see saying I need bankruptcy, just like in the sense of the stigma thing, saying, listen, I'm going the wrong direction. And from a Christian standpoint, you get a fresh start with Jesus, right? Mm-hmm. And let's say that, like me, you know, I got saved in 1999. You know, there I was in my vehicle on the way to work, and this preacher came on the radio and said, you know, if your whole life is messed up and you've been doing things your own way, there's this person named Jesus. Why don't you try him? And I'm thinking, you know, that's a good point, you know, that this isn't working too good, the situation I'm going through. And so, like that decision, of course, and then I received Jesus as my Lord and Savior, gave him my life, and he radically changed my life for the better. And, you know, I suppose, you know, in a big way, you know, that it's the decision to say, hey, listen, things aren't where they're supposed to be at. And a decision, like you said, to make things better. I want Jesus, right? I said to myself, I'm done. I thought I was okay, but I know that I'm not. I didn't think I was okay. Trust me, I didn't know. I knew that I was not okay.
Can't keep living the same way, right?
Right. You know, that my sin life was going up and my satisfaction life was going down. And I just didn't want to do this anymore. And so I said, I'm going to make a change. I made a decision to turn my life over to Jesus. And man, that was the best decision I ever made. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't even describe the difference in my life that it made. It changed not only the direction, but every facet of my life, the way I thought, the way that I, the things that I did, the things that, it changed my want-tos. Mm-hmm. It changes everything. And so when a person that you may be listening to right now, that you may be listening to this program saying, you know, I'm just going to keep on, you know, trying to struggle through, you know, I'm going to keep on, you know, that's the same place that I was spiritually in 1999. And I said, no, this isn't working. I've been doing this long enough. I need something radically different. Mm-hmm. You know, and there was an admission at that point that what I was doing wasn't working. Mm-hmm. And, you know, some people say it's like, you know, you're in the church, you know, going up forward. Like the first time I made that profession of faith, you know, like 5 years before that, I was not saved and I didn't get saved that day. But I realized that unless I went up there, then, you know, then I wasn't going to get saved, because that's what they always told me. You had to walk up the thing and take the first step, my dad said, and the Holy Spirit will carry you the rest of the way. It didn't happen that way. I walked up and, you know, it didn't happen that way. And so I won't say it, because, you know, it was just me trying to do whatever I had to do in order not to go to hell. Mm-hmm. But that the bottom line, the decision that I was making, you know, what is the Methodist doctrine that I can't even say it. If you, what is, it's not preventative grace, it's I can't even say the word, but that the prevenient grace that says that, you know, basically that God sees you in your condition and he's sending grace along. And so that even though you didn't get saved that time that you made that decision and you didn't really follow through and you didn't really turn your life over to Jesus, the bottom line, he knew that someday you would. You know, and that you were gonna come through. You know, he saw in the distant future that you were gonna go ahead and make that decision on the side of 464, and he was giving you grace, and that you were, you know, he was that there was a prevenient grace is the term I was searching for, and that the and so, you know, he was even working with me then, and you know, God might be working with you right now, just saying, listen, something's not right. Now, I'm talking on the financial realm here, that, you know, that you just can't seem to get ahead of your bills. You can't seem to get caught up. It just seems like one thing's hitting you after the other. It's been like this for a long time. You know, there's no sense in continuing that struggle when filing, it costs about $1,500 for Chapter 7, you know, roughly. You know, it might be $50 less, might be $50 more, roughly $1,500. And that's if we do it. And that it might cost a few hundred bucks more someplace. It might cost $100 less someplace else. I don't know. But in consideration of getting a brand new start, it's not even a decision. It's just, let's do this thing. Let's get it over with. 4 months later, you have an order of discharge, and you'll be on your way with those tens of thousands of dollars, maybe $20,000, $30,000, $50,000 behind you. You know, and so do it today. I mean, that if you know, there's always this procrastination thing that happens in every one of our lives. I got something right now I'm procrastinating over that I just kicked myself for. You know, I'm not going to share what that is, but I just need to go do it. Just do it. Just make a decision. Go out and do it. Do the first step, and then the next step, and then the next step after that. Mm-hmm. Make the phone call today. If the financial issues out there, you know, or go to the website, www.debtfreeva.com. Make this today the beginning of that fresh start. You know, start today. Just make the call. You don't have to do it all today. Just make the call and then get the information. And then if it makes sense, then do the next step.
It's a peace of mind thing too. That's the thing one of the things that I've learned over the last several months doing the show with you and learning about bankruptcy and why people would take that route. It's also to ease your mind and to give you that peace of mind and that lessening of the stress too. I think it takes off a burden that you have that's hanging over you, the cloud that's hanging over you, to just move forward with it and not have. We've talked about the collection agencies and the things that like that that call on people. You would get rid of that and not have that as a distraction in your life.
Well, let me tell you the best reason I can think of right now. I mean, a very good reason. This might not be the best reason because everybody's circumstance is different. But let's just say that you're kind of making it and you got all these debts. And I think there's going to be some big changes in the world in the next year or two. I mean, not for the better, for the worse. I mean, I'm not a pessimist. I'm just saying, you know, being a realist, you know, that the dynamics of where without going to a political commentary, you know, this is not, you know, the team we got up there is really not, you know, ready to handle what's getting ready to happen. In fact, they're encouraging a lot of bad stuff that's going to happen. So I think, you know, it would be very wise. I mean, this is kind of like a no-brainer to say you need to be prepared for what's getting ready to happen. Now, if you got terrible credit, you say, well, maybe I'll just wait till it gets worse and dump it all at the same time. Well, that's certainly a reasonable thought. But wouldn't it be a better thought to get rid of your debts, go get some, build your credit back up so that you can handle what's going to get ready to happen, because you're going to need some credit. If you got a 500 credit score, that ain't going to cut it in today's economy. You know, I've got this attorney right now on the air. This is the attorney I was speaking about, Carter Budwell. And Carter, you're on the air.
Yay!
Well, you're on the air. So we were talking about you. We were talking about your evangelical hotness right now. That you're sending emails to folks that ask them the most important question about whether or not they've got Jesus. So we were sharing that. We only have a few more minutes. I'm glad you called in. What's one of your thoughts about that? You go ahead and share.
I worked as a missionary for a little bit before I went to law school, and I remember in law school, I was really praying that wherever I ended up working, that I would have a ministry there as well. And so it was a pretty wonderful answer to prayer when the first question in your interview with me was, when did I get saved?
Yeah.
But one of the reasons I really like to, you know, reach out and ask people that question is, the most we can ever do for someone, you know, in a bankruptcy is, you know, get rid of temporal problems.
Yeah.
But, you know, we all have the same problem in that we're sinners, and we all need a solution to that,
yes,
which you and I know is Christ.
Yep.
And so if I can help, you know, introduce a client to Jesus, that's really what my passion is, because, you know, that takes care of some much more significant problems, eternal ones.
Absolutely. Well,
so, yeah.
That's good. That's good. And so, and Carter, I appreciate you. You know, I said I was bragging on you a few minutes ago, just telling how awesome. But schedule an appointment. Come on in. And if you'd like to meet Carter, then we'll set you up an appointment directly to meet with him. And he'll share Jesus with you. And like I said, it was YWAM. Is that what you call that? The Youth with a Mission?
Youth with a Mission. Yeah.
Yeah.
I worked with YWAM, Youth with a Mission. And they're a great organization if you're ever looking for a missionary to support.
Yeah. They got some great folks over there. All right, Carter. Well, listen, thank you for calling. I'll give you a call back in a little bit, but I appreciate you calling in.
All right. Talk to you later, Mr. Taylor.
All right. Bye-bye. Yeah, awesome attorney. We're down to 2 minutes. You know, I think we're going to do it next week. I don't know if he's available, but I'm going to interview Carter on here.
Oh, that would be great.
He's an awesome.
Sounds good.
Yeah, because lots of times, you know, you say that you're a Christian law firm, but you know that
you want to hear from people. I love that you shouted out all of your staff, because sometimes, you know, people need to know who they're entrusting their personal experiences with.
I don't know why we haven't ever done a program like that. We're going to do that next week. We're going to interview a couple of these folks that just love the Lord and just care about people. I mean, you know, it takes a lot of chutzpah, I guess that they call it, to be able to send an email to a client saying, you know, have you heard about Jesus? Because they're not trying to be ugly or mean. It's being very loving and very, you know, taking a chance, you know, that probably mind your own business.
It shows that you're caring, and also, like, because it is very a vulnerable position for people to come and even contact your office to begin with, because they're in a situation where they're uncomfortable possibly or embarrassed or whatever. And so it takes off, it eases people's minds to have that when they come in there and talk to you.
Well, I know I was running late, so I don't get three more minutes, but so it's about time. So, well, God bless you folks. And like I said, that if we can help you in any way, that give us a call. We have a chaplain on staff. If we could pray with you, we would love to do that. If you want to just talk to us about your financial situations, then www.debtfreeva.com. God bless you. And listen to us for next Thursday, right, at 12:30 to 1 o'clock. Until then, take care. God bless. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Biblical Solutions for Financial Freedom. Tune in every Tuesday and Thursday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. for more Christ-centered solutions to financial problems. If you would like more information about the Alliance Legal Group or Christian Rights Ministries, please visit debtfreeva.com or call 757-923-4355.